This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
If you need me, I'll be there. I'll be around.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Bomarito sponsors the show content of this program. If you're looking for a car, look no further than the Bomarito Automotive family. Man, do they do a great job. They absolutely do. You can buy a car from Bomarito, and you can be a part of history because every year they make history. They sell the most cars in the state of Missouri, and they've done it for 10 straight years, over 30,000 cars sold. Go to bomarito.com. They have 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They have the best deal for you. A couple of texts here. Frank, everyone knows poor free throw shooting will kill you, and poor field goal percentage is like the nail in the coffin. Not impressed with SLU yet. Well, you have to be impressed with their record. They're 7-2. They have good victories over Oregon State, Seton Hall on the road. They're a good team. Now, are they good enough to make the NCAA? I'm not certain. Will their shooting have to improve a little bit? Absolutely. But they're a good team. Let's see. If there's an earthquake and half the Western Conference falls into the ocean, the Blues will make the playoffs. From Splashback Deuce.
That's why I gave them a 6% chance, because there isn't that chance. You know that.
There is that chance. All right. Let's welcome to the program the Hall of Famer from Las Vegas, Rick Hummel. Commish, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Good. You should get an assist on Lee Smith finally getting the Hall of Fame. You wrote a great story about a month ago on Lee. It's finally happened. Your reaction to this?
Well, thank you, first of all, for that. I've been surprised, stunned even, that he didn't make it in during the regular 15 elections that he had. Now, he was getting closer. He got to 50% of the vote in 1 year. Then the Bonds and Clemens and some of those guys started coming out and lengthening the ballot a little bit, and he fell back. But there's a guy that was the top career saves leader in baseball for 13 years. He's still third behind Hoffman, number two, who got in last year, and Rivera, number one, who will get in this next year. But I'm as happy as Lee Smith is. I'm almost as happy for him. This is a great thing.
We got a text this morning. So when does Ted Simmons get in, or when is the next time he can get in, and how would you handicap his chances, sir?
He has a chance to get in again this next year. The next balloting of the ERAS committee, the Veterans Committee, will be next December at the winter meetings. He got 11 votes out of the 12 needed. I mean, he needed 12. Like Lou Piniella got 11 yesterday, too, in this other vote, but Simmons was one vote short last year, and that should carry well into the future. Now, it always helps to have people with whom you played on the committee. And last year on the committee were Milwaukee players Robin Yount and Don Sutton, who were with Teddy on the 82 American League Championship team. So, but nonetheless, the fact that he got to 11 should help him a lot. And that vote will come up next year, and I'm hopeful that he makes it. He's even longer overdue than Lee Smith.
Yeah, and are the voters named for that one specifically yet? Is it the same one from this year with La Russa and Ozzy?
No, they'll be. I'm not saying they won't be on there, but there's a 16-person panel, and most of them roll over from year to year. So I don't know that those two guys will be on there. Now it would help him if Paul Molitor and some other guys he played with in Milwaukee, even guys he played with the Cardinals are on there, but. They usually have 8 living Hall of Famers, 3 or 4 writers/historians, and 3 or 4 club executives. It's kind of the basic makeup of that. So, but the committee wasn't even announced until last week. You know, so it'll be a long time before we know who's on that committee. But Teddy, I have a meeting to go to in Cooperstown next month, and we go over. There's 10 of us or 11 of us on a committee that go over and put together the ballot, and I'd be surprised if when we came out of there, he wasn't a leading candidate to be on that ballot.
Boy, I just couldn't imagine how great that moment could be a year from today. I mean, you know, look, I get really excited when Kurt Warner gets in. I'll be really excited when Isaac gets in with Orlando Pace and, you know, Bruce Sutter and Ozzie and all. But if you factor in Simmons, the amount of years he played – and the amount of years he waited and what kind of guy he is, I can't think of a better Hall of Fame St. Louis-related sports story.
Well, I can't either, and it's good in his respect that Harold Baines got in yesterday on this committee here, having never had more than 6% of the vote in his career when 75% is needed to get in. Teddy got knocked off after one election with only 4%, which is still astonishing to this day, but it proves that there can be an oversight, and there's been a great oversight in his case. Look at his numbers compared to other switch hitters, other switch hitting catchers, other catchers in general, the play in that ballpark he played in, which at Busch Stadium was enormous then, and hot. He caught 150 games like a half dozen times, I think. Not just appeared in, but caught him. And I don't know, they had 2,400 and some hits, I think. So I don't know. I can't believe he wouldn't make it in at some point. But next year is going to be his absolute best chance, I think.
All right. You are covering the winter meetings. Gut feel, do you think that, you know, after talking with Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak last week at the Goldschmidt press conference, I get the impression that there's a reasonable chance they're going to end up with a pretty high-profile reliever, but it may not happen this week. Well, how about you?
Yeah, I kind of get that impression. If people expect Harper and Machado to sign this week, that's probably not going to happen. And then you get down to the relievers, such as Britton and Miller. I guess those are the two high-profile guys. That may not happen either, but a lot of groundwork can be laid. And I'm sure the Cardinals have gone after both of them, although I don't think they're going to go after them to the extent of four-year contracts, perhaps three. More likely, they could work out a two somehow. They may be more amenable to that because their luck with signing relievers recently hasn't been very good.
So who's more likely, and what would the contract most likely look like?
Well, I think Britton helps him the most. I think Miller's health is in more question as the years have gone on. He's thrown a lot of pitches here in playoff situations, especially the two preceding years to this one. And yeah, I don't think he was on the disabled list two or three times last year with various ailments. Britton had a torn Achilles. That was not necessarily anything related to his arm. In fact, it wasn't at all. So he should be healthy. So I think to get those guys, it's probably going to take 3 years. And the numbers, wow, they could be getting $18, $20 million a year, some of those guys, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if it got to that. Do you want to wade in those waters or not? They do need left-handed relievers. They may have to step it back and go after some other guys if they can't.
But don't you have to, though, Kamish? Because, I mean, you're not spending really any money. The Goldschmidt money is cheap. You know, the money you're saving from Wainwright, there's no, like, long-term ridiculous contracts on the payroll right now. Don't you, like, have to come away with either Britton or Miller?
Well, you would hope so. They have the money to spend. I think at some point it isn't so much the money, it's the years at that money. You don't want to be tied down to a guy for 4 or 5 years when you're pretty confident that Hicks is going to be your closer in the next year or so. But their left-handed relief was just horrendous last year. They do have to do something on a big scale here. And you go after both of them. Would it be ideal to get both of them? Sure, but that's I don't know that that's very prudent. So I think, yeah, they'll make a big play after every one of them. And I think those guys looking around will see Goldschmidt on this team now and think, well, maybe this team's got a chance to win. Because these guys, especially Miller, are used to winning.
I'm not asking if the Cardinals will get Bryce Harper, but do you think in Las Vegas this week, John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt will put a $300-plus million offer in front of Scott Boras for Bryce Harper?
I don't know about that. The actual offer, I don't know. I don't know that they're in that ball game right now with Goldschmidt. I don't think those offers will get made this week by maybe a lot of teams. There'll be a lot of talk this week. I don't know that any offers will be made this week.
I know there's really no answer to this question. In fact, John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt really didn't answer it when we asked it. But the whole key to this Goldschmidt thing is, how do you get him to remain a Cardinal for life? What do you think here?
I think they would hope to sign him to some sort of long-term deal. I don't blame them for wanting to wait a little bit to see how this plays out, because you do have this next season Ozuna and Goldschmidt eligible for free agent at the end of the year, and plus Carpenter has a club option for 2020. So your three top power sources, theoretically, are all going to be up after this year. And what if Ozuna goes nuts this year? I mean, maybe you want to keep him for the future. Goldschmidt is the more likely candidate to be kept, I would think. But I think let's let this go for a while. He's not going to go anywhere. And likely as not, never having been to free agency, either one of those guys, they're probably both going to go. They're going to be hard to get to sign extensions to and during the season.
Yeah, I think it would be more difficult to get Ozuna to sign long-term at the All-Star break than Goldschmidt. Would you agree? It seems like Ozuna, he's definitely going to go and test.
I would think so. He's got Scott Boris, and those guys usually do go to free agency. It doesn't mean you couldn't re-sign them. Like, for instance, Washington could sign Harper again. I think that chance is becoming less and less, but I still think it's out there.
All right. I seem to hear the name Daniel Descalso a lot. Left-handed hitter, play a bunch of positions, a winner. Is that going to happen?
That'd be a good play. And Goldschmidt would feel more comfortable with Descalso on the team, too, because that's a guy he's played with for the last couple years in Arizona. Descalso fits the profile of what they're looking for, a guy who can play. He now plays outfield, which he didn't play in St. Louis. He played left and right quite a bit for Arizona last year, plus second. I think he played all four infield. He played first base, too, sometimes when Goldschmidt was out. He played six positions, hit for some power last year. I think a two-year deal for him would be a good play. Derek Dietrich, a guy who was not tendered by Miami and whom the Cardinals see a lot in spring training, he plays every game down there, it seems, is a left-handed hitter, not as versatile defensively, I think, as Descalso, but maybe with a little bit more pop. So that's another guy to keep an eye on.
I certainly hope that if they do deal Jose Martinez, they get something in return. I'm not giving that guy up for a bag of balls. I don't care if he's going to be your pinch hitter. If he's your pinch hitter, he'll be the best pinch hitter in the league. And let's remember, the guy in right field, they're going to start Dexter Fowler. The last time I saw him playing baseball, he was hitting under 200. So why not have this lethal bat in reserve? Well, what do you think is going to happen with Jose?
I'm afraid they're going to try to move him, but I would not like to see that happen. I'd play him in right field. You know, he doesn't need to play nine innings out there. They do have to have a left-handed hitter on the bench. So when you consider the fact they're probably, you have to account for each bench guy. You're going to have an extra catcher. Munoz is going to be a bench guy. You have another outfielder, whether it's Fowler or O'Neill, so that's three. And if you have, you know, 13 pitchers, you really only have four spots. If you have 12 pitchers, you have five spots. And Jerko or Martinez might be the guys going for one spot. Now, which guy does you the most good? Jerko is a pretty valuable guy, too. But they have got a slot of left. They cannot go into the offseason with four right-handed hitters. If, let's say it's O'Neill, Jerko, Munoz, and the catcher. You can't not have a left-handed hitter be in there. So one of those guys will have to go for that reason. Who does him more good, Martinez or Jerko? That's a tough call. I would think Martinez is more valuable because he's a better hitter. But Jerko is the more versatile defender.
So you keep Martinez and then sign Descalso and you move Jerko.
And Jerko won't have to go, yeah. And that would be probably good for him. He's not going to play as much this next year, it seems, if Carpenter's at third and Goldschmidt's at first. Those are two of his positions. And second, he could platoon with Wong, but you don't want to platoon with – you want Wong to play all the time if you're going to improve your defense.
Yeah. Huh. What else do you think could happen besides – that's about it, right? A left-handed bat off the bench and a potential left-handed reliever?
Yeah, maybe two left-handed relievers. You might want to sign a guy that's – or trade for a guy. That could happen, too. That's more specialized in retiring left-handed hitters, per se. Like Tony Sipp, who was with Houston last year, is good at that. And as a free agent, I don't know that he would be in that same ballpark as Britton and Miller, but he's a serviceable guy. So I don't know that I trust any left-handers in the Cardinals' bullpen. Now, they have tendered a contact to Shreve, who might be better than what he was last year, presumably. They still have they got this Genesis Cabrera, the kid they brought up. They have the got last year late in a deal. They have Gomber could be out there. We still got Webb. But those are – you need something – a real left-handed specialist and a guy who could close as a left-hander. And that might be Sipp and, let's say, Britton.
Good stuff. Commish, we appreciate your time. Enjoy Las Vegas, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel joining us on the press box. Hey, everyone knows that Winning Streak is the go-to for custom jerseys and apparel for travel baseball teams, schools, and businesses. But did you know they can set up an online store with your team's custom apparel? It's a great way to raise money for your club or team and promote your brand at the same time. So call or email to set up a custom store. They will set it up for you today, 888-570-6194, winning-streak.com. I'm telling you, folks, they do the best pullovers. They do the best uniforms. Chris Brown is a real success story. They have a 25,000-square-foot plant in Dupo, Illinois. It's a small business that has done extremely well. Also doing extremely well is Maryville. They sponsor the phone lines. Maryville.edu is the website. And their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. We'll be right back.